PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words trend and eager.
Get your napkins ready. It's time for the city's extremely popular Sandwich of the Year competition. Maybe not as popular as I thought.
And because you three were the only sandwich makers to enter the competition, that automatically makes you our finalists.
I'm so gonna win. Just you watch. My sandwich is a thing of beauty.
Now, before I reveal the winner...
Come on, tell us who won already. I can't wait. I need to know.
Wow, looks like someone is eager to hear the results.
And the winner is... Chuck the Evil Sandwich-Making Guy with his Triple-Decker Supreme.
I did it! Woo-hoo! Sandwich of the Year! What did I win?
Your sandwich will have a nice little article in the Big City Times.
They're going to be writing a newspaper article about my sandwich? Yay! That means tomorrow everyone in the city will be talking about the Triple Decker Supreme. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the park...
The greatest basket ever!
Give me five, you guys!
Oh. Wait.
The high five is good for two people, but with three people, I've got it! Scoops, put your hand up. Then, Becky, you and I both give Scoops a high five at the same time!
Huh. It's like we're making a sandwich!
But without the a high five sandwich!
That is the perfect name! The High Five Sandwich!
Yeah! That's amazing, Violet! Hey, look at that! I think we've started a trend!
Everybody's doing the high five sandwich! This would make a great article for the Big City Times!
I can't believe I thought of it!
High five sandwich!
The next day, Chuck is eager to read the latest edition of the Big City Times.
Okay, let's see. Here it is. City's newest trend, the high five sandwich. High five sandwich? What? They were supposed to do an article about my sandwich. Where's my sandwich article? Oh, here it is. This is a sandwich that won an award. The end. What? That's it? My sandwich was voted best in the city, and this is all the attention it gets?
Well, the judge did say it would be a nice little article.
High Five Sandwich gets on the front page? Why isn't my sandwich on the front page? What does a High Five Sandwich even taste like? It's probably one of those new trendy sandwiches.
Chuck, the High Five Sandwich isn't really...
I'm gonna find out what the big fuss is all about. My Triple Decker Supreme deserves to be trendy. Mom, where'd I put my sneakers?
High Five Sandwich!
High Five Sandwich!
High Five Sandwich!
Look at him. They like the High Five Sandwich so much, they can't stop talking about it. All right, I'm gonna eat a high five sandwich and find out why in the world this high five sandwich could possibly be more trendy than my triple decker supreme.
Welcome to the deli where meat becomes a meal. Hey, I just made that up. What can we make for you today, buddy?
I want a high five sandwich.
I need to see if it tastes better than my sandwich.
No, what are you doing? I don't want a high five. I want a high five sandwich, the one everybody is talking about.
Yeah, well, we just gave you a high five sandwich.
No, you didn't. Okay, that's it, you two. I'm gonna ask one last time. Give me a high five sandwich.
So let me get this straight. Chuck ordered a high five sandwich, and when you gave him one, he
got all upset and hit us with a ton of ketchup and mustard.
Aha! Chuck must think the high five sandwich is an actual sandwich and not just a trendy way to say good job.
Trendy?
A trend is something that's so popular, everybody is doing it. When something becomes extremely popular, we say it's trendy.
Oh, so since everybody's doing the high five sandwich, it's trendy.
Bingo! The high five sandwich is a trend and definitely not an actual sandwich.
Boy, if only Chuck knew that. I don't want him coming in here messing up the place again.
You said he mentioned the Big City Times?
Yep, I did.
Scoops, I need you to write another front page article.
High five sandwich is like no other sandwich. What does this mean? Are they taunting me? Why does everybody keep reminding me that my triple decker supreme isn't as good as the high five sandwich? My sandwich won a prestigious award. It deserves to be trendy.
Chuck, sorry to interrupt your rant.
That's okay. I needed to take a breath anyway. What is it?
Maybe you should read the whole article and not just the headline.
Who has time to read the whole article? Not me. I'm too busy plotting my revenge.
Revenge? Revenge on who?
On everybody for liking the high five sandwich more than my triple decker supreme. I'm gonna make sure my sandwich is the city's only sandwich.
But if you would just read the rest of the article, you'd see that...
No! It's revenge time!
Why do I even bother?
Well, Bob, I think Scoops' article did the trick. Looks like Chuck finally understands that the high five sandwich isn't really a...
Help! Chuck's at the grocery store, and he's angry.
Angry Chuck. Let's go!
Moments later, outside the grocery store...
What is going on?
Or where the grocery store used to be.
If my sandwich isn't the city's favorite sandwich, then nobody gets any sandwiches.
Oh, boy. Okay, Chuck. Time to put the grocery store back where you found it.
No way, Word Girl. I've got all the food, and I'm gonna tell people what they can eat. First rule, no more of those high-five sandwiches.
But, Chuck, the high-five sandwich isn't really a...
My triple-decker supreme is way better, and it deserves to be trendy.
I can see that you're eager for everyone to try your sandwich, but this isn't a good way to make that happen.
There's that word again. Eager?
Yeah. If you're eager to do something, it means you really, really want to do it, and you just can't wait.
Well, yeah, then I'm eager to prove to this city that my triple-decker supreme is way more delicious than that trendy high-five sandwich.
Ugh, Chuck, you've got to listen to me. The high-five sandwich is not really a sandwich.
I don't want to hear any more about the high-five sandwich.
But it's not really a...
Word girl!
Help! Huggy, I'm going to toss you inside. Make sure Scoops and Violet hold on tight. Okay, Chuck. Let's do this thing.
Good thing I added rocket boosters to the crusher. Yeah, I'm too fast for you, Word Girl.
This is fun!
Hey, look at that! The city tar pits! Now we're talking!
man, I thought the tar pits were closed for renovations.
Nope, they just had a grand reopening last week. The paper did a big article on it.
Yeah, must have missed it. I only read the headlines.
Well, maybe you should try reading the whole article sometime. Like the one in today's paper.
I already saw this. High five sandwich is like no other sandwich.
Read it.
I already did.
No, you didn't.
The high five sandwich is not a real sandwich. It's just a fun new way of saying good job. What? Wait, so this was in here the whole time?
Yes!
And the high five sandwich isn't a sandwich?
Nope. It's just a new way for three people to do a high five.
So my triple Deca Supreme really is the best sandwich in the city?
Well, I guess so. I mean, you won the award.
Wow. Did I get all riled up for nothing? What a funny misunderstanding.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I guess we're all done, and I can go home. High five, sandwich!
Oh, sounds like fun. Now I'm taking you to jail.
But I'm so eager to not go to jail.
Sorry, I don't want to start a trend of letting criminals off the hook.
Can you at least ask the gods to let me make my own sandwiches this time? The pastrami in jail is so dry.
Thanks for helping us get down, Word Girl.
Yeah! This deserves a high-five sandwich.
Wait, but there are four of us.
Yeah, what do we do?
Who says a sandwich only has one layer? It's a double-decker high-five sandwich.
All right!
Yeah, why are you crying, Violet?
I'm just so happy.
And so, with the city safe from Chuck's misunderstandings, and the kids eager to spread the city's newest trend, all is well. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is clutch. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Emily.
Clutch means to grip or hold tightly, like Word Girl was doing with the trophy she won in that last clip.
You got it! And speaking of winning trophies, if you look under your buzzers, you'll find a ballot where you can vote for Game Show Host of the Year. Well, feel free to fill those out while we show Emily what she's won. Huggy, take it away! An official Word Girl Dune Buggy!
I don't think I'm old enough to drive that.
Well, if you fill out your ballot correctly, maybe Huggy will take you for a spin. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Hey, kids. Today's featured words are cackle and fuel. It's a typical day at school for Becky Botsford. Maybe not so typical.
And now, children, for this next project, you'll notice I've split you up into pairs. Today, you will create electricity using only, drum roll, a potato.
This is much too basic. Well, the only way this Earthling can get excited about this project, if we use the potato to power a robot.
How about not fueling a robot?
Think of it. With my genius and your sitting next to a genius, we could create a robot that uses potatoes for fuel.
You know, Toby, it's not always about robots.
Tell that to my robot.
Toby, I've done all the work. All you've done is scribble in your notebook and cackle.
I'm cackling because while you were wrapping up your little tuba, I have drawn up plans for a giant robot fueled by potatoes. It will have enough potato power to allow me, Theodore McAllister III, to take over the world! Or at least Ms. Davis's class!
Toby, what do you think you're doing?
I merely desire to take over the world with giant robots. Is that so wrong?
Actually, we do generally frown upon plans for dominating humanity. So, I am just going to have to give you a time out.
Could you reconsider if I...
Time out, right there in the corner in the chair.
Show them all that my...
It's time to stop limiting yourself and be the super villain you know you can be. And you are the evil genius I'm destined to assist in achieving his greatness. Just buy a copy of my book, How to Unstifle Your Evil Genius. Available in stores. Actually, it's only available from the trunk of my car.
Yes, is there anything in this book that would help me overcome the resistance of an ordinary teacher to my using a giant robot fueled by potatoes to take over the city?
Chapter 47.
Really?
Don't look.
So, how can you assist me in harnessing my inner evil genius to carry out these plans?
Just let me take one little peek at your plans. I'll give them right back.
Absolutely not!
Excellent. Cackling, by the way.
Is it that word, girl?
Where? Hey! No one steals from Theodore McAllister III and gets away with it!
Now that I have these plans, I will get even with the city for closing down my super villain school. And I will become the world's greatest super villain. That is a pretty good cackle, if I do say so myself.
Meanwhile, Becky and Bob are walking through the park.
Oh, thank you. I thought you forgot about us.
Never. I know the name of this show.
So as I was saying, Bob, Miss Davis showed us that potatoes can actually give you electricity.
Help! A giant robot is attacking the city! Help!
Let's go! Word up! Oh, fuel is something that can be used to produce power. Our bodies use food for fuel, and gasoline is fuel for a car. A potato? Well, yeah, maybe a potato could fuel a flashlight, but you could never connect enough potatoes to fuel a giant robot. Genius who could be controlling a potato-fueled robot is Toby.
Well, this time I'm going to succeed because I have the will, I have the drive.
Okay, Coach, what's going on? I know just the person to help me bring his giant potato-fueled robot rampage to an end!
What an unexpected and delightful surprise, word girl. Join me in a cup of tea?
I don't have time for tea, Toby.
It's Lapsang Souchong.
Look, somehow the coach has gotten your plans for a potato-fueled robot and is attacking the city!
I know, it's terrible, awful, completely unacceptable.
Wow! I didn't realize how much you really cared about protecting the city.
Don't be absurd. The coach stole those plans from me. Now I'm trying to develop a new plan to get my revenge. No one treats Theodore McAllister III in this way.
Well, then you'll help me defeat him?
It will be my pleasure.
Why are you cackling?
Was I cackling?
Oh, a cackle is a laugh that sounds harsh or evil.
I'll have to include a cackle simulator the next time I create a giant robot to go on an evil rampage.
Oh, you're going to create a giant robot, Toby, but not to go on an evil rampage.
Semi-evil rampage?
Nope, no evil rampage.
What's the point?
Robot? Why did you stop? I ordered you to destroy several buildings entirely at random.
Negative. I will decide what I should destroy.
No. I am your master.
Negative. I will destroy whatever I choose.
Well, can I at least make some decisions?
No, I will destroy things that begin with the letter A.
That's completely nonsensical. What begins with the letter A?
An apple, acorn.
A building.
Stop, wait! That's my apartment building! That's the home of my supervillain school that you're supposed to save.
Toby, I'm really impressed by your dedication.
And my superior intelligence.
Well, yes, that too, I guess. You know, we make a pretty good team.
Yes. If only my lab partner, Becky Botsford, was more like you.
Don't squash the bowling alley. I have a ball and shoes in there.
But I am up to letter D. After this, I will start destroying things that begin with letter C. My city.
Oh, no. No, it can't be stopped.
Oh, yes, he can, Coach. Just watch.
And now my master creation. A giant robot that is fueled by other robots that are fueled by potatoes. In other words, a super giant potato-fueled robot fueled robot.
I will destroy you, robot. As soon as I get to the letter R.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. From now on, I'll go completely straight. I'm gonna be honest. I promise.
Your promises do not impress me.
At least I'll only steal plans that don't involve robots and potatoes. How's that? You giant potato-powered robots and all things fueled by root vegetables. You have been my downfall.
I have thoroughly enjoyed partnering with someone who is almost but not quite as smart as I am.
Now, class, as you can see from today's experiment, you can also create electricity by rubbing balloons against your hair. Well, if you're fortunate enough to have hair.
You know, Becky, you should feel honored to sit next to me. I'm a personal acquaintance of Word Girls and a hero.
So I've heard.
Yes, saving the day for thousands of people is just another one of my many accomplishments. This city is lucky to be home to a genius like I.
You mean a genius like me?
You didn't have anything to do with it. Word Girl is practically my equal. You should try to be more like her.
I'll do my best. Wink.
Join us next time for a fun-fueled and cackle-filled episode of... Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word clutch. Ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for clutch. So, what do you think, Emily?
I'm gonna go with number two. Reginald is really clutching that bag of jewelry.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show her what she's won.
An official Word Girl giant sand dune.
A sand dune? Wow, Emily, you're really gonna have fun with that.
I am?
Okay, well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!